Blog Talk Radio.
Reconnect My Heart radio program, the show where we talk about life's problems that break or tear our hearts apart. On Reconnect My Heart, we'll discuss God's answers to life problems to reconnect our hearts back to the way that He originally made us. I am your host, Brother Prater. So glad that you all are able to join us. If you are in the Dallas area, feel free to come out and visit our church. We are True Believers Tabernacle Church, 4204 Cardinal Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Also, I want to tell you, if you are in the Dallas area, feel free not only to come by and worship with us, come by and see us, but also, I am in the neighborhood. I'm in Dallas, Texas. I'm so glad that you all are able to join us. I hope that you all enjoyed your Sunday. If you have any questions, comments, or just want to listen to the radio show, feel free to call us at 516-453-9118. That's 516-453-9118. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/reconnectmyheart. Or you can even go to our chat room, which is on our website, if you want to ask questions, comments, or leave a prayer request. I'm so glad that you all are coming today to join in with us. And I thank you all for your continued love and support. Once again, I thank each and every one of you all. I hope that you all enjoyed y'all's Sunday. And for those who may be listening on another day other than Sunday, we broadcast live on Sundays, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. But it's always available is always available to listen to as an archive on Reconnect My Heart. Like I said, I'm so glad that you all are able to join us. And excuse me, I wanted to make sure that I was able to get a lot of the bugs out. A couple of weeks we've been having some technical difficulties, but we're praying and believing that God will help and God will restore and God will prevent anything happening, any glitches. It will be fixed. Today, we want to think about this. A single mother has a huge task in choosing who to date. Her decision greatly affects her child or children. As Mother Day approaches, we want to discuss the importance and the responsibility for single mothers to choose the right mate to date. So in this episode is entitled, Mama, Is He My New Daddy? A lot of time kids think about that when they see their mom dating or going out on a date with a young man. But I want to talk not just as a minister. I want to talk as a man, but also as a friend. I want to talk about the importance. It is a very important decision. It is a very important responsibility for the mothers, for women who have children, to really be careful, be mindful in choosing who to date or even who to marry. Excuse me. First of all, I do want to say this. Now, for this Sunday and next Sunday, since next Sunday is Mother's Day, I want to honor the mothers, the women, and I wanted these 2 weeks to be the episode exclusively for the women, although we may have male audience. But we want to address the important topic for mothers. So today we're going to speak to the single mothers who may be contemplating on dating or who's looking for someone to date. We want to talk about the importance of it. So I wanted to allow this week and next week to be a tribute to the mothers. And so, like I said, this week will be for the single mothers. The first thing for the single mothers to know is their importance and their value. First and foremost, the only way for us or for the women to understand their value is with their relationship with Jesus Christ. That's first and foremost. Being able to seek your identity through Christ. Seek your identity, seek your value, not through any guy, not through any other guy, not through a relationship, not even through your children, but seek your value. Understand who you are in God's eyesight. Understand who you are. Understand your value and your worth. Making sure that your relationship with Jesus Christ is first, most important. And as you seek and continue to pursue your relationship with Jesus Christ, As you begin to seek and understand who he is, then he will reveal to you who you are. He will reveal to you your value, your purpose, your identity. Along with that, for you to be able to understand and appreciate who you are, a lot of times, since we're just speaking about to the women, there may be those who may be in a relationship with, let's say, going to church, which is a very important thing, establishing your foundation as a believer. There may be a Christian. There may be a mother, a single mother. But a lot of times they omit their relationship with themselves. So I want to talk to those who, before they seek a relationship with a man, make sure you have your relationship, like I said, first with Jesus Christ, then also relationship with yourself. You have to know who you are. You have to know even your likes and dislikes. Being happy with who you are and know that no relationship, no man has the responsibility of making you happy or completing you. So you have to have that relationship with yourself. And especially as a single parent, sometimes the task or the schedule could be hectic. Working a full-time job and then also being a full-time parent. And especially if you have more than one child, and especially if the child is active in school or any extracurricular activities, sometimes it's hard to juggle. But even though those things are going on, you can't omit the relationship with yourself. You can't bypass the relationship with yourself and then try to go to a relationship with a man. You have to have that relationship solid with yourself. Because if you don't, if you omit the relationship with yourself, when you meet a man, what may happen, you may end up settling for less than what you deserve. Also, you may allow yourself to be used. So the first thing, other than your relationship with Jesus Christ, that relationship with yourself. Like I said, know your likes, dislikes. Take yourself out on a date. You don't have to have someone with you for it to be considered a date. No, you're taking yourself out on a date. That's important. Because ultimately, the children are watching you. The children are so observant. And a lot of time we underestimate the attentiveness of our children. Our children knows when we're happy, when we're sad, when we're frustrated, when we're stressed. They know. They may not be able to, quote unquote, verbalize the characteristics like we adults may, but they know something is wrong. And sometimes they may ask you, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, there's nothing wrong, nothing wrong. And we'll try to brush it off for them to, so they won't ask. But in actuality, the kids are watching. The kids understand. The kids know there's something wrong. So know that the children are watching. The children are very, very observant. And they want us to know that they are watching us so they can pattern themselves after us. Because ultimately, The children are watching us, and the children are learning our behavior, and they may pick it upon themselves. Not just in the good behavior, but sometimes in the bad behavior. So we have to be very mindful of our behavior, of our character. So when it comes to dating, know that the children are watching the mother, and the children does not want mama to be hurt. Of course, not being hurt physically, mentally, emotionally, even financially. The children are very observant, and they're studying us. And also realize when it is time to date, when we have that relationship with ourselves, and when the children see us happy, it helps them. It encourages them. And if you think about this, when your child is going through something, let's be honest, we worry about them. We're concerned about them. Don't you know the children feel the same way about their parents, regardless of what age the parents are, no matter what age the children are? They are worried or, quote unquote, concerned about the parent. Even a small child wants to protect their mother. They want to protect their mother from any hurt, harm, or danger. If someone tries to hurt the mother, even a small 2-year-old child can feel, or they may feel, that they can take on anybody who may try to go against their mama. So understand that children are protective of us, the parents. So we have to realize we have, quote unquote, we have fans that looks up to us, and our fans are our children. But also you have to think about this. You think about whatever advice that you would give your child pertaining to matters of the heart or any type of situation. Don't you know the children are expecting you to adhere to the same advice that you would give them? So the children are looking at us as an example, even pertaining to matters of the heart. So when we as parents, going back, like I said, this is to the mothers, because there's a difference between a mother dating and a father dating. So like I said, since Mother's Day is approaching, we're going to speak to and about the mothers. You think about this. Mother is categorized as the person that we learn how to love from. We learn how to love through mothers. We learn how to, quote unquote, give love from mothers. We learn from what love looks like. We even learn what forgiveness or gentleness look like. We learned that from mother. So children are vulnerable when it comes to their mother, because the mother is the quote unquote teacher. The mother is the teacher. The mother is the first teacher that a child will know. So whatever we learn from our teacher that gave birth to us, mother. So when it comes to dating, we have to be mindful that our student and our fan is watching us, so that way they can learn how to properly date. If they have a daughter, the daughter is being taught by the mother how to date, and how to choose a man. But also for the son, the mother is teaching the son, number one, what type of wife they need to pursue. But also, when it comes to, like I said, the daughter, when the mother is teaching the daughter, the mother is teaching the daughter what a real man identity is or what a real man looks like. So mother has a great responsibility in choosing wisely, because ultimately, whatever decision that mother makes pertaining to dating, it will affect the children. It will affect the atmosphere that they're in. So when it comes to the dating aspect, the mother has to understand that when the child sees the mother pursuing a relationship, and let's just say that relationship is unhealthy. Let's just say that relationship that the mother is pursuing is unhealthy. That subconsciously may teach the daughter that's the kind of man that you need to pursue. Also, when a child sees the mother in an unhealthy relationship, it hurts. Especially when the child feels helpless, because, like I said, the child does not want to see mama hurt. See, children have a soft side. All of it. Now, let's forget about the age when I say children, because we all have had a parent sometime in our life. Now, if your parent is still alive, then you potentially have your parent in your life. But if your parents are no longer with us, then remember that you come from a parent. So knowing that the mother is showing in the child's eyesight what love looks like from a man. Like I said, the mother is showing the daughter, that's the type of man that you need. That's the type of man that I want you to have. But also, when it comes to an unhealthy relationship, a lot of time, the woman may feel silenced, may feel that she's not valuable. Some of them, unfortunately, feel that all they're worth is just to lay in the bed with. They're not men nor women are an object. They are human beings that God created. No woman is a quote unquote just a piece of meat. No woman is only just good for the bed. Women have value. God made women so valuable. First and foremost, a woman comes from a man's ribs. The woman comes from the soft side of the man. Women are not to be taken advantage of. Women did not come from the foot of a man, did not come from the back of a man, came from the side of a man. And for the woman to know that you should not be or feel depreciated, and not allowing anyone also to depreciate you as a human being. I'm going to say this, and this is my pet peeve. I see this, and it just irks the mess out of me. I hate to see a beautiful young lady, not just on the outside, but a beautiful young lady, beautiful, kind-hearted young lady on the inside, inside and outside beauty. I hate to see a young lady running herself down, physically running herself down towards a man who don't care for them. It is so disrespectful towards themselves to see a guy cursing out a female and the female just taking it. Now, I'm talking about dating. Dating. This is dating. First and foremost, I'm going to say it like this. First and foremost, anytime someone calls you out of your name, even if it's not a curse word, listen and look at the motive of why they're saying it. Even if they saying they're just playing, don't even put yourself in that kind of position. Don't depreciate your value or even think that you can or you should take that. I don't care how long y'all been together. That's not a relationship. You're more valuable than that. And it's funny. And it's, I'm going to tell you this. Those who don't know, I work in the jailhouse. I work in the jailhouse and I hear the stories. I hear the talk that the guys have. I hear it. I hear it all the time. I hear the guys talk about how they run their girls ragged. And it's funny. These are not, first of all, I'm going to say this. Not every guy in jail is bad. There are some guys in there that might have fallen on hard times, or they're innocent. They're in there for various reasons. Someone mistakenly put them in there or whatever. So I'm not saying everybody that's in jail is bad or is guilty. That's not the case. But those who have deliberately did things, those who should be locked up, I've heard some stories. They have confided in me about some stories, how they use women, how they have the women, what's called cougars. They'll use them instead of, you know, them being a sugar daddy. They got sugar mamas. All they need to do is just be at the house and have sex with them, and they can stay at the house, play their Nintendo, drop off at her job and drive her car. Story. These are stories that they have told me personally. And guess what? The women are coming up there to the jail, putting their money on the books. They're putting money on the books, and after their girlfriend leaves, another girl comes and visits them. They're having multiple girls visit them. The guys are unfaithful. The guys are cheating on them. There are some that are actually sitting up there, and once their girlfriend leaves, you know what happened? His wife comes. And some of them actually know about the wife or the other women that that guy sees, but they would rather be with someone who's unfaithful than to be by themselves. That's a miserable life, and that ain't love at all. So have to understand who you are and understand no matter what, it will affect your child. Listen, every decision that you make, once you become a parent, every decision that you make not only affects you, it does not affect you alone anymore. It affects you and your children. Every decision, you are grown. But some of them, well, I can do whatever I want to do. You have to consider your children. You have to have your child's best interests at heart. So when it comes down to dating, you have to understand in that relationship with yourself, knowing your identity, knowing your worth, and now also being able to do your homework in the person that you're considering dating. Because remember this, ultimately, if you stick around that person long enough, or if you date that person for a good length of time, eventually they're going to interact with your child. So you have to think about the decision that you make is not only affecting you, but ultimately it's affecting your child. Know that children, they trust their parents. Even if the parent have someone that's untrustworthy, the child will trust that untrusting person, not because they have proven themselves, no, but because of mama trust them. So they look at it as, well, if that's mama friend, then that's my friend too. So you have to really pay attention to who you're considering dating. I'm going to say this. Also, if by chance you are, let's just say you're considering someone, pay attention to them, because if they know that you're a parent, and let's just say they may not like children, you have to read up on that. You got to really study that person. Do your homework. Because what if you like them? They like you, but they don't like your children. What are you going to do? Remember, I don't say y'all are a package deal. You and your kids are a package deal. I don't say the word package deal. Because packages could be broken, could be separated. You're not a package deal. You're a combo. You're a combo. Combos can be broken. So you have to understand, if they can't accept your child, they don't deserve you. You can't compromise that. It's so many people compromising. It's so many, I'm going to say it like this, it's so many mothers. They'll side with their boyfriend, or they'll hang out with their boyfriend, and they'll throw their child upon anybody just to be with that dude who don't care about them nor their child. So don't let anybody come in between you and your children. Don't allow anybody to come in between you raising your children. Your children are dependent upon you. Your children are innocent. Say it like this: your children or your child didn't choose to come. So they came here by default. Now the parents chose, regardless of whatever circumstances, the child got here. They're here. And it's your responsibility to raise them. So even if there are some guy, there are some slick guy, he say, okay, well, you know, yeah, I'll accept you and your child or whatever. Just don't go by what he says. Watch his behavior. When he want to go out with you, is he including your child or your children? Or is the focus only on you? You have to really look at him. Also, ask questions. But not just listen to what is said, but listen to what ain't said. Watch his behavior. Look at how he interacts with other children. Not just the children that may be in his family, the nieces, nephews, or even his own children. But if y'all do go out, if y'all in public, see how he interacts with other kids. You know, I saw this friend of mine, a coworker of mine, that he shared this with me, and I thought it was a great idea. He's a father. I think he was a father of two or three children, one or the other. And when he began to start dating, he would leave the baby bottles. He would leave the baby carrier or the baby car seat at the back. He left it where the kids could play in it. It was accessible for him to carry the kids. When he wanted to go out on a date, or when he went out to meet a young lady, if he was curious about a young lady. He didn't remove the toys. He didn't remove the baby seat. He left them there. He wanted to see how she was going to react, how she was going to respond, if she was a young lady that liked kids or someone that didn't like kids. And that principle, I really thought that that was cool. So that's why I'm sharing it with the mothers. If you have any children and you want to see if this person is worth it, if this person is worth pursuing, or even I'd say like this, worth your time, don't change anything. Leave the car seat back there. Leave the baby car seat back there. Don't rearrange anything. See what his behavior is. See what he's going to do. Watch. Take notes. Don't just have it in your head. Write things down, because sometimes you may have to refer back to it. Write it down. So understand, the decision that you're making is so important. So realize that when you are considering dating a man, you have to know what type of man that you want, but also pay attention to your children. If you meet somebody and you may have gone out, you might have exchanged numbers, talked to each other, or even chatted with each other on Facebook. Y'all go out. Okay, he seemed like he might be somebody of importance. He seemed like he level-headed guy. And if it comes to the point of him meeting your children, watch their behavior, watch their interaction with each other. I found out that kids can pick up on things that most adults overlook. I'll say it like this. Kids can discern, and sometimes they can discern better than us adults, because a lot of times we give people the benefit of the doubt. And the kids, they might not be able to pinpoint exactly what's the problem or what's wrong with that guy, but they say it's something ain't right. Those are red flags. And anytime those are red flags, don't pursue. Red flags are warning signs for a reason. So red flags are actually supposed to be where you just stop, turn back around, and go run. So just know that your child may be giving off signs and signals to let you know something ain't right. They might be picking up something, picking up a vibe. We call it a vibe, but it's actually a discernment. Check the guy's background. Check and see. Because unfortunately, there may be some slicksters. They may not be very forthcoming about their true identity. Find out who they really are. Find out if they are a child pedophile. You know, registered sex offenders are supposed to register. If you find out that person's real name, hey, look here. Check them out. Check them out. If they got a Facebook page, check out their Facebook profile. Check and see not just their post, their pictures. Check out who they're friends with. Check out their friends. Check out their friends' friends. Check out everything about them, because you got to look at this as a job interview. Because ultimately, your children, if you are going to pursue a relationship and even potentially marry this person, your children are holding you responsible for making the right decision. See, we also have to think about, as mothers, think about this. Mothers are choosing the priest of their home. If you're gonna marry that guy, I want you to think about, you're choosing the priest of your home. You're choosing your children's potential stepdaddy. Listen, we're not saying the stepdaddy for the stepdaddy to step on the children. Unfortunately, there are so many children that are going through, that are abused mentally, physically, emotionally. They're scarred because of the choice that mama is making for a boyfriend or a husband. So you have to know the children are so innocent. The children are dependent upon mother to make the right decision. And realize you can't go by just what he says. You got to go by how he lives. Anybody can give lip service. And unfortunately, if he sees that you're a good woman, if he sees that you're a good woman who would give and all this stuff, and you might be deserving for any king that you choose. There are some that may come into your life, not just to take for themselves, but for also to prevent a good man getting to you. So you have to look at those goaltenders. Those are called goaltenders. They come in and block or they intercept you being with a real man. And no matter how good you are as a mother or how good you are as a woman, you can't raise or re-raise a man for him to be the ideal man for you and your children. That's not your responsibility. You have your children to raise. And even being a single parent by itself, that's enough right there. But for you to raise a grown person within a relationship, that's giving you some injustice and it's giving the children some injustice. The children are dependent upon mother to pick a leader, a godly leader, someone that's going to protect. Because remember this, men are the covering. Men are supposed to be the priests of the home. So you have to look at it like this, mothers or women, you have to look at you're choosing the pastor of your home. You and your children are the congregation. So you have to look at who are you choosing that's going to help lead your children to Christ? Who's going to actually even protect you all when or if danger comes? You have to make sure that you marry someone that's commitment-minded and that is family-oriented, because you're already a ready-made family. You're a ready-made family, and especially you don't want to choose anyone that would disrupt and bring in chaos in y'all life. You don't want to choose a man that's going to bring division between you and your children, or even towards other you and your other children. You want to choose a man that's going to keep y'all together, knitted, that's going to pray for you all, that's going to love you. Like I said, not just with lip service, but with actions. Demonstrate love. Demonstrate it from the heart. Demonstrate it where his motive is pure and right before you. So you want to make sure that you're choosing the right man. I want to take a moment right now. I have a caller on the line. If this caller would like to say something, you're welcome to. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart. You're on the air. Would you like to say anything? Hello? Okay. Hello?
Can I see you?
Hello, I can hear you. Welcome to Reconnect My Heart. You're on the air. You there? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now. Would you like to say anything?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just saying, first of all, I do agree with your message, and that kids do pay attention. I also want to say that a lot of times as mothers, sometimes we don't even pay, you know, when it comes to dating a man, we don't, when we have that man around our kids, we don't even pay attention to how our kids react to that man. I'm not saying all the time, but most of the time, your kids, when they come to you, you know, when our kids go to tell us, mom, you know,
about that guy, I really feel uncomfortable about him, or something's not right. 9 times out of 10, they're right, you know. And it's later on that we figure that out, because a lot of times, since we are wanting to be loved and want the attention from the guy, we overlook the fact that the kids are seeing all the warning signs that we're not seeing, because we're, you know, still in that early bliss, you know. I don't know if I'm making sense. I just know that a lot of times, just speaking from experience, my kids have told me, Mom, something's wrong with that guy, and I got offensive. I got really offensive. No, I'll just get a chance to know him. And they were, you know, I would get upset when they didn't, you know, when they were quiet, or they just didn't, you know, acknowledge him or didn't approach him right. You know, they were quiet. And in the end, it was, you know, it was right. They were telling me something, you know, they were trying to show me that something was actually, or, you know, that this was not the right person for me.
Mm-hmm.
Being desperate and want to be loved, we overlook those signs from our kids.
Yeah, and you know, that is a very important thing, because, like you said, it's so often that we know our kids, and also our kids know us. Not only the kids are giving us signs, but also the kids can read us and let us know, Mama, what's wrong? Mama, it's something ain't right. Even, let's just say, unfortunately, if it's abuse, the kids can know. I don't care how a parent try to cover it up. A kid knows when something is wrong. A kid knows something ain't right about something. You know, why you hiding, or why you got so much makeup around your eye? The kids know our patterns. And anytime we start changing our patterns or changing our behavior, they know. They're going to ask us. And the unfortunate part about it, a lot of times we just kind of brush off or over. It's okay. I like wearing makeup. I like wearing more makeup on my eyes now. But Mama, it's only one eye that you have that makeup on. What's wrong? You know. So they watching. And like I said, you know, if we really start paying attention and allowing. And allowing our judgment, not on for our sake, but for our children's sake. If we can think about it, and let's remove our want or our desire. If we can look at, you know what, with this relationship, would it benefit my child? Would it benefit, or would it put my child at risk? I've seen so many kids that are in a home where they are so miserable, or they're being so mistreated. And unfortunately, they're there because mama chose to keep that man there instead of kicking that man out of her life, in the children's life. She's siding with that no good guy. And she's omitting the cares and the needs of the children, the cries of the children. She's ignoring the cries of the children. The children trying to tell mama, I'm scared of him. Mama, something is wrong, or he's drinking. And a lot of times they feel like the mothers may feel, or the women may feel, that they would rather be in that kind of relationship than to be alone. And in actuality, that's worse than being alone. That's putting your child at danger. And unfortunately, it's so many people. The past couple of months, I've seen so many children killed, hurt, because of a stepfather. And that is putting the children in danger. Anytime, I'm going to say it like this. Anytime someone tries to come in between you and your children, they ain't worth it. They don't need to be in a relationship with you. But also, even looking at before you get in a relationship with that person, like I said, know that person. Know that person's history. Know that person's criminal history. Know that person's credit history. Know more about the person than what color bedroom they have or what he says. No. You have to do your homework because your children are dependent upon you. And how they say ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, you have to do your homework. You have to do your homework. It's so sad to see so many young ladies allowing themselves to be in an unhealthy relationship. And, oh my goodness, especially when there are children involved. Children want to be protected by their mother. Well, excuse me. Children want to be protected, and their mother wants them to protect them. This is if the child is with the mother. And I know in this day and time, now there are single fathers who are raising their children and everything. But like I said, this program, we're speaking exclusively to the mothers. But the mothers have the responsibility to make sure that you have checked out and examined everything, because your children are going to hold you responsible. You have to make sure that you look at your needs, but more importantly, the needs of the children. And like I said, you can't just look at yours by yourself. You're grown, and also I'm going to say like this. If you are dating someone, you have to look at what does he bring to the table, what can he do to contribute to you and your children, but also, like I said, being able to look at the investment that they're putting in, but also how your child is responding to them, what he's doing for you in your home, what he's doing for you in your life. Ultimately, a child want to see their mama happy. Ultimately, the child want to see their mom eventually date or marry. Children want to see their mama happy. Children want to see their mama joyful, not crying, even when she in the bedroom crying at night. Kids know it. Kids may not say anything, but kids can pick up on things. So, also, you don't, as a mother, you don't want to live a life where the children see men come in and out, different men in and out, in and out. That's not a good example, because it sets a bad stigma. It gives the mother a bad label. And even if the child doesn't say it, The mother should not be, and the children don't want the mothers to be known in the neighborhood as just some sex object. Children hold mothers to the highest level. Children have a lot of reverence, a lot of respect for mothers, not just their own mother, but mothers in general. And so you don't want to be known to have a revolving door in your front door. So make sure to understand that not everybody should be privileged for your time. Not everybody should be privileged to meet your child. A person, just like your heart has to be earned, but also realizing you are responsible for the heart of your child, and not allowing just anybody to be involved in your child's life. Because if they have not earned it, if they have not earned your heart, they should not be trying to receive the heart of your child. You shouldn't be giving them the heart of your child if they have earned your heart. So understand, being very careful in who you're pursuing or who you are allowing to pursue you, because Mothers have the care and the need of the children at risk. And you don't want to allow your child to be a subject of abuse, like I said, regardless if it's mentally, physically, emotionally, or even sexually. And also, I'm going to say it like this. Now we're living in a day of time where sin is so much in an uproar. It used to be that you had to be careful if a man gets involved with your daughter. But now we're living in a time where you have to be careful if a man try to get with your child, your son. You have to be careful. There's so much wickedness going on. So you don't allow just anybody to be in your presence or to be in the company of your child. So make sure you be prayerful. Make sure that you do your homework. Make sure you ask questions, but also even your family and your friends, have them checked out. Ask questions. It may hurt your heart to find out that there's a disappointment and it's not going to work out, or they're not qualified for your child's heart. But it saved you and your child a lot of grief, a lot of heartbreak. If you do your homework, and if they're not the one, you accept that they're not the one and you move on immediately. Also, if they are abusive to you, realize if they're abusive to you, you need to leave it alone. Because if they're going to do that to you, they will do that to your child. Also, vice versa. If they do it to your child, they'll do it to you. So any type of, not just verbal abuse, but even any type of threats, don't take threats lightly. Take them seriously. Because look, all of us, we're grown people. Anytime, I was just playing. You know, I didn't mean that. So if there's some type of dispute, listen, don't just automatically choose the man's side and omit your child's feelings or your child's words. You check it out. Do a thorough investigation. And if there's any type of accusation pertaining to sexual abuse, report it, because it's your responsibility. And now realizing that is a criminal act now. And teachers, churches, any type of quote unquote accusation that we hear, it is our responsibility to report it. So if they are reporting it at school, believe me, CPS will be coming to investigate. Why? Because they have the child's best interest at heart. So you have to make sure that you have your child's best interest at heart, and no one should have your child's best interest at heart beyond you. So I hope that these are some of the nuggets that may help you when you realize as a mother, you may want to date, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you have to choose wisely, because God has you responsible for your children, and ultimately the decision that you make will affect your child. So as we get ready to pray, if there's anyone that has a prayer request, you're welcome to send it to me at this time. If there's anyone that have been in any type of unhealthy relationship and they need God's healing power, you can give everything to God right now. If you are currently in a situation that is seemed toxic, you don't know how to get out. First and foremost, if you like, you can actually give me a call on my personal number, 214-908-3056. I will provide for you the number to be able to get some help, a shelter, or somewhere. Get yourself and your child safe. That's the most important thing. Get yourself safe. Get out of the danger and get yourself protected. Get yourself somewhere where you can get some help, where you realize you don't have to suffer in silence anymore. If this fits you, please give me a call. I don't care what time it is. Text me, whatever. Like I said, my number is 214-908-3056. Dear Heavenly Father, we're coming to you right now. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness, God. We're coming to you right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, but more importantly, everything that you are, God. God, we're speaking, God, for those who may be in danger right now, God, for those who may be in a relationship that's unhealthy, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you let them know, God, that that's a dangerous relationship, God. And God, provide the help that they need, God. If there's anyone that had been in any type of abusive relationship, God, God, we're speaking, God, that you heal them, God. Heal their heart, heal their mind, heal their physical body and their emotional body right now. Their mental, their spiritual body right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we're speaking, God, for those who look like they have not been parenting the proper way, the godly way, God, and they want to make it right, God. God, we're speaking, God, that you forgive them, God. Let them know, God, that you can help them. You can teach them, God. You can teach them how to be the mother that you call for them to be, God. Lord, we're even speaking, God, for those who may have been children who are grown up to be parents right now, and they may have dealt with any type of abuse or any type of dysfunctional relationship. They might have grown up in any type of dysfunctional relationship, God. We speaking, God, that you heal them, God, that you deliver them, that you set them free right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we speaking, God, for purpose, for identity, God. God, reveal your identity, God, and reveal their identity in you, God, their character, their value right now. In the name of Jesus, and say about everything you stand for, about every problem, about every confusion right now. In the name of Jesus, you will not trespass on God's property. We are speaking healing and deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we know, God, what the devil meant for evil, you would turn it for our good right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're speaking, God, that you help us as men, God, to honor the ladies right now, God, to respect women right now, God. No longer calling them out of their name, God. But Lord, let them know, God, that their women are precious in your eyesight, and they are precious in our eyesight, God. Help us, God, to value women, God. Help us to respect women, God. Help us, God, to be able to feed them, God, spiritually, emotionally, God, every aspect, God. And God, we speak, God, that you help us, God, to honor them, God, the way that you want them to be honored right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you've done right now, God. We even speaking, God, for the mothers, God, who are seeking love right now, God, who are seeking to be married, God, or even to date right now, God. We speaking, God, that you help them, God, to understand, God, the man that findeth the wife findeth a good thing, God, and obtain favor in your eyesight, God. God, we ask you, Lord, to help them, God, to be patient, God, to seek you, God, and in the right time, you will send the right man for them right now, God. Help them, God, to be able to identify between the fake and the real, God. Help them to understand and understand the character, be able to listen, God, not just with the physical ears, more importantly, God, with the spiritual ears, God. We speak in the spirit of discernment right now. We speak in wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we speak in, God, that you let this be a testimony, God, of what you can do right now, God. God, we speak in, God, for a divine marriage, God, a godly marriage, a godly courtship, God. And God, we speak in, God, that you protect the children right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for the children right now. And we thank you for everything you've done, everything you're going to do right now. In Jesus' name we pray. We say amen, amen, amen. I want to thank each and every one who tuned in and listened to this program. Thank you all for listening, but also for your love and support. Feel free to catch me on Facebook, on Google+, or even on YouTube. On Facebook, I have my daily devotions. You're welcome to contact me. My name is Brother Prater. Or you can go on my website at www.brotherprater.org. You will see the daily devotions and the upcoming events and appearances that I do. Also, if you want, you're welcome to go to the store section on my website. You can purchase my book, A Few Good Men, A Path to Godly Fatherhood. A Few Good Men was written to applaud the fathers who are taking care of their responsibilities, to educate and challenge those who are not to do so. Also, it gives single women a way to identify the qualities of a potential future husband and or father to present or future children. I appreciate each and every one who tuned in to this program. I pray that this episode ministered to you all, and I want each and every one to know that we love you all. We appreciate you all. Thank you for listening to Reconnect My Heart radio program. God bless you and good night.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes.